integrated? I just ask before we get off that, in terms of neoadjuvant therapy and ER-positive, HER2-negative disease, and when we've been surveying investigators, we actually find that about a third of them are using genomic assays, mainly the 21-gene assay, in that kind of a setting where larger tumor, positive nodes. George, any thoughts about that? And how do you approach, in general, the use of pre-op therapy, ER-positive, HER2-negative?
So I don't normally use it there. I can't say that that's wrong. There's data from Luca Gianni that's pretty old now.
Well, also Harry Baer presented data on that.
That certainly suggests it's a reasonable predictor of neoadjuvant chemotherapy benefit. So I certainly am not opposed to it. I think the question is, why are you using the neoadjuvant therapy? If you have a relatively large tumor and you have a patient who wants to avoid a mastectomy, you might be using the chemotherapy there anyway just to shrink the tumor and make the patient more surgically operable.
Again, Sarah, any comments on neoadjuvant therapy, ER-positive, HER2-negative, and genomic assays?
I agree with George. I think you know this woman is locally advanced, and she's going to need chemotherapy regardless of whether you do it before or after surgery. We don't know that it benefits her to do it before surgery except to maybe convert her to breast-conserving surgery, although with that large a tumor, it's hard to say that you could convert her. However, I don't know that I would use the genomic assay if I have a nuclear grade 3 tumor with nodes that are clinically positive.
So let me ask, I think I heard a mixture of ILC and IDC.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, I think this is kind of an interesting part of the question as well.